The Corporal's Lesson in Greatness. I'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Mark Bowser here to tell you about my friend Danny Lane. Danny Lane is an American hero. In fact, he's a hero of mine. I had the opportunity to sit down with Danny and write a book called Some Gave It All. It's his story as a young Marine in the Vietnam War. In 1968 and 1969, Danny was sent to Southeast Asia to help fight to keep us free. He earned two Purple Hearts in that war, among other medals for valor. Now, you may be more familiar with Danny's life as a martial artist. Danny is one of the top martial artists of all time. He's one of Chuck Norris's top black belts and has trained with Chuck Norris for over 35 years. He is a ninth degree black belt. Yeah, you heard me, a ninth degree. He is the real deal. He's a former world kickboxing champion and a nine-time national martial arts champion. Danny Lane is the real deal, and you're going to be excited as you read this story. It's going to be a page-turner for you, as it was for me as I helped him write this. Pick up your copy today. Some Gave It All. Pick it up at a bookstore near you or at Amazon.com, or if you want an autographed copy, get one off my website at markbowser.com. Now, back to Let Me Tell You a Story.
In her wonderful volumes on American history, Mara Pratt shared a story about George Washington that we should all take to heart. One day during the American Revolution, General George Washington rode upon a number of soldiers who were working to raise a beam up to the top of a military structure. The men somehow didn't recognize Washington. All the men were working, except one. That one man continued to bark out orders. He yelled at the other men, "Now you have it! Already! Pull!" Washington guided his horse a little closer to the order-barking soldier. He quietly asked the soldier why he wasn't helping the others. The young man looked up at Washington and angrily said, "Sir, don't you know that I am the corporal?" Washington said, "I did not realize it. Beg pardon, Mr. Corporal." Washington then got off his horse, walked over to the soldiers, and began helping them move the heavy beam. The general continued until the beam was put in place on top of the structure. Then, with sweat pouring down his face, he turned to the corporal and said, "If ever you need assistance like this again, call upon Washington, your commander-in-chief, and I will come." What is it that makes a great leader? Simply, a servant's heart. This is Mark Bowser. Thanks for listening.
Are you looking for a speaker for your next organizational event? Look no further than the host of this podcast, Mark Bowser. He's presented seminars to Southwest Airlines, Princeton University, the United States Marine Corps, Dell, and many more. Learn more about Mark speaking and other work on markbowser.com.